56 was the dry year. Now, in 56, we didn't even harvest any beans.
What do you do those years? I mean, what did you do
to make money? You just got by the least that you could.
We did our own canning. We did
it's tough.
You betcha. And I was going to say, we always had, it seemed like the wheat crop, we always came through with the wheat. That always had something. And then one year, what was it? We just harvested a few beans. You remember they caught them?
About 16, 17 sacks. Mm-hmm. Was it then?
Yeah, something like that. We just had enough. Well, they had enough to eat. It was very dry. And then 57, we had 30 inches of rain in the summertime. It started raining in June. You couldn't hardly get the crop in. And then when we got it all harvested in the fall, we never could thrash them. We just thrashed out, you know, part of them. Mm-hmm. Then we thrashed in 58. We thrashed in January, remember? Cold.
In January.
In January. The snow, what was it? All the beans were all cut. And we tried to thrash a few. See, they were late because we planted late. And it was rained a lot in June, rained a lot in July, and rained a lot in August. And August, what was it? It rained, and for 14 days we couldn't get in the field to cut the wheat, and weeds grew up in it and everything. Wheat was wet. And then it dried off, and we started cutting beans around the 18th or 20th of September. So time we got them cut, and there was, you have to let them set for a lot of times 2 weeks. We started to thrash and just thrashed, what, 2 or 3 days, and the 11th of October started raining. In the morning, it was clear as this morning, and by 9 o'clock, it started sprinkling, just that fine mist dew, and it rained all that time, and it never quit till the second day of November, and it snowed 22 inches after that and covered up all those beans. And you know, it was wet underneath. You couldn't drive out in the field. You couldn't walk out in the field. You did. You sunk over ankle deep with boots, you know, shoes. And we weren't the only ones. A lot of farmers were out that way. And finally, you know, it was that snow and it got cold and it melted underneath and kept melting down to finally in January, it finally exposed a lot of it. And where the snow was drifted on one side, I took a tractor in the morning and harrowed it, remember, with the harrow, and that broke it down to where it finally all the snow pretty well melted off except what was in the beans. It had a lot of ice in it. So then we thrashed them while it was frozen. And you'd get the tractor to going in the field, and she drove the tractor, and I had to break those shocks. I had that ice. And you'd get going downhill, and it'd thaw out in the afternoon. The tractor would skid along on that frozen ground. And if you ever got turned up, you couldn't get back up the hill. So you'd have to leave it till the next morning. Next morning, you'd get down cold to where it was, you know, 4, 6, and 10 below zero. Then we couldn't start the equipment. If you started the tractor, then you couldn't start the combine engine. One or the other wouldn't run. That propane tractor was the hardest to get started. And then the beans... Some of those beans made as high as what? They said 15 sacks to acres. Ours made 10. And you couldn't sell them. And then when you thrashed them out, they took them down, culled them out. They give you $4 a hundred, and they ran 50%. So if you thrashed out 10 sacks, well, you got to sell 5 for $4 a hundred.
But we felt lucky we got that much.
Then that year, 58, we didn't have any fall wheat planted because we never got our beans out. Usually plant that. So we planted spring wheat, remember, up here, and it made 7 bushels to the acre, and it never rained the next year. We had all that sub-moisture. We had good ground moisture, but we never got any rain. And then the beans weren't any good that next year, the following year. Hardly they made 2 sacks to the acres, just dry. But that 57 was a big rainfall year, and I'm going to say it just rained every day.
That's really rare, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's odd. He's going to say that that year...